from that standpoint, they were coming off of tough losses. It's nice to have the game so quick because you have to get over that loss, you know, really fast, and you have opportunity to go out and redeem yourself and see how much better you can play, you know, in 4 days.
What about the mental challenge? Because this is two straight short weeks now. Were you going right from a game to practice without that kind of mental get away from it? Is that a challenge too?
No, for anything, for me, mentally, it makes you focus in a lot more because you know your time is short, so you have to focus in a lot more. You have to be studying. You have to try to get your rest, but you have to be locked in even more so this week because you don't have time to waste.
The safety position's in flux. Obviously, Earl's getting some playing time there with Nate. How unfair is it to point the finger at one guy? It seems like Nate's kind of taking the brunt of a lot of the criticism.
No, it's not. You know, it's not one guy. It's us as a whole. You know, we're in this thing together, defensively. So we're in this. You know, it's not about one guy.
Yeah, lots been made about the conditioning, the Chip's conditioning. Did you feel a difference this year? I mean, is this going into a Thursday game as far as your body being able to bounce back?
You're still beat up from playing on Sunday. Our bodies are beat up, but you know, it's no time to complain and gripe about it. You got to go out and strap it up and play ball on Thursday night, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you see from Alex Smith at a press
conference? Say that again?
From Alex Smith, what do you see at a press
conference? Alex Smith, he does a good job of managing the game, and he can move. He's a very athletic guy who can scramble and make some plays with his feet also.
Their offense, how tough of a challenge?
They present some nice challenges for us as a defense. I think they do a lot of different things, a lot of moving around. So they use a lot of different people. They have a lot of playmakers on their team. So it is definitely going to be a big challenge for them.
You ever just want to tell Chip slow down a little bit, give us some time on the sideline?
Oh, no. Nah,
how tough is that as a defense to kind of, I mean, when they're speeding up, sometimes you're speeding up to get back out there.
You know? Yeah, it comes with the game. You know, it comes with the game, but we're prepared for it. I don't feel like it puts any added pressure on us by the speed that they go at. If anything, it helps us, you know, as a defense by them putting the pressure on the opposing defense. We're trying to do our best to get them the ball back as soon as possible and try to create a quick turnover so they can get back out there and continue to wear the opposing defense down.
When you looked at the Chargers tape, was there one area that stood out that you know you need to improve most on this week?
Just overall, our coverage. I mean, it's not, not a secret. We need to improve our coverage.
Third downs, when you looked at the tape of Sunday, did you see any common theme in the third downs? They convert a lot of longer ones.
Third down, I mean, it's just first and second down. Is to me, you know, we have to win on first and second down, which we didn't do a lot of. If you win on first and second down to put yourself in a favorable situation on third down, and that's something that we didn't get done. So that was more so the case to me instead of just focusing on third down.
Some guys said it looks a little odd to see Andy Reid in red. Have you caught an image of that? What do you think?
Yeah, it does. You've seen Coach Reid so many times in the Philly green. So it's definitely weird seeing him in the red, different color, different team. But you know, Coach Reid's he's a great coach, man. It's proven. He's a great coach, and you know, wishing the best. It's not this week.